Well, as the holiday season approaches, many people are rethinking traditional gifts and looking for experiences that create lasting memories. Travel is emerging as one of the most meaningful ways to give back, supporting local businesses and strengthening communities and showcasing everything our state has to offer, especially during these winter months. And joining us to talk about giving the gift of travel and how it boosts Michigan's local economy is Kelly Wolgamott. She is Vice President of Pure Michigan. Kelly, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So every holiday season we talk about things, but Pure Michigan is really pushing experiences. So, you know, why does travel make such a powerful gift?
Right. So the gift of travel really means giving experiences, memories, personal growth, and really stronger lasting bonds with those that you love. You know, there's so many benefits with giving the gift of travel. It's about providing a break of new perspective, cultural immersion, and just a chance to unplug with your family. And it does provide, you know, Pure Michigan and the various destinations across the state really provide that opportunity to reawaken joy and just to provide, you know, something a little bit unconventional, perhaps, that from your typical holiday shopping, whether it not be, you know, a surprise trip or just a gift card to a local restaurant or to an attraction that you've been wanting to do. Maybe you've been wanting to go kayaking, right, at Pitchers Rocks National Lakeshore. It's a great opportunity, really, to provide a unique, really meaningful and lasting gift this holiday season.
And there's really no deadline. You can make this decision at the last minute and go online and get it.
You're right. It's great for the last minute shoppers, right?
Well, and I mean, you don't have to just, you know, if you like to go skiing or snowboarding, you can book that at Treetops or Boyne or anywhere in the state.
Crystal.
Yeah.
Crystal, if you want to play golf, you can book that and have something to look for when the weather gets a little warmer, too.
Absolutely. And that's the power of this and really the joy of giving the gift of travel, that it's something that you can look forward to. I think that's the power of travel as well. We get so excited about planning our trip and we're going to spend this amazing time in Pure Michigan with our family and friends. And it really provides us with something to look forward to and to plan together.
I know the governor says that giving the gift of Michigan can really deepen the impact of the holidays. And so kind of talk about how travel spending ripples through local communities. It's a big boost.
Yeah, it is a big boost. And, you know, the industry in 24, we welcomed over 131 million visitors to the state. And that economic impact was $54 billion to the state when we talk about the visitor spending and the tax revenue. So travel, it moves the Michigan economy and continues to just be a powerhouse when it comes to that economic development. But, you know, we also talk about this time of year shopping local and the impact that we can have in our local communities when we are doing our holiday shopping. And, you know, visiting our local communities is incredibly powerful in helping small businesses, keeping, you know, our neighbors and friends employed at those businesses, but it also brings in like $1.9 billion into the economic vibrancy as well. And it really helps those businesses sustain through the new year as well.
I mean, really, shopping. Michigan is a four-season destination, really.
Oh my gosh, we are a four-season mecca, and there's each season really provides us with just a great experiences to the state. I always tell people that, you know, we have these incredibly beautiful destinations that we enjoy all summer, all fall. But, you know, you can also, this winter experience, go to Tequamanon Falls. If you've never been to Tequamanon Falls in the winter, it is incredibly breathtaking, so calming walking through the woods, so quiet and peaceful with the snow, and just, you know, even, you know, Sleeping Bear Dunes is another great example. Those destinations are available to us in every season we have in here in the state. We're incredibly blessed to have these natural resources. So, you know, there's opportunities all winter long to get out and enjoy our beautiful state.
Kelly Wolgamott, Vice President of Pure Michigan, always appreciate you coming on, giving us some good ideas, some good things for Christmas, some good Christmas gifts as well. Travel, that's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
They also here talk about locally crafted goods, like stuff made here. Mm-hmm. The Mackinac Island Fudge, the Shorts Brewing, you may know. Shaggy skis I didn't know about. And so I clicked on the link. You can customize your skis. So if you're a skier, that's a great idea as I look for more ideas.
Customize your skis for what?
Well, for skiing.
Like
in terms of you get these.
It's a no for me, dog.
You get the skis to the terrain that you like. That's one way to customize it.
Sure.
But you could put different like pictures on the actual ski.
Got it. Well, that's cool. You could personalize it then.
For skiing?
Well, yeah. I mean, what?
Oh, boy.
I just making sure. I didn't know.
Guys, you just don't know.
I didn't know how we were doing this. Did you see Warner Brothers Discovery, their board had urged shareholders unanimously to reject this
hostile takeover not happening.
That's not happening. This bid from Paramount, which came in after the Netflix bid.
Yes.
Right. So there was the talk of, well, now you're creating a monopoly. It's too much of a market share. The influence is too high. And Paramount comes in after that and says, well, how about this thing?
Yeah.
And Warner Brothers is saying, no, this is the deal that we made, the deal that we liked is with Netflix, and that's the way we should go. But I guess you'd make the argument, because it is a better deal. It's a bigger money deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't these board members have a fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders to make the most money?
Yeah.
That would be their job.
Uh-huh.
I'm curious as to the inner workings of this, because if the deal is bigger, you know, a little bit bigger, Why wouldn't you want that deal instead?
Well, the Netflix deal, does that include the news section like CNN? So the Paramount deal, you know, included that, I believe, the CNN in there. And I know the president said, you know, he wanted whatever deal went through to include CNN. I don't know why he said that, but he wanted that. So could he throw a monkey wrench, try to get a
monkey wrench? Well, I've not seen him react to this news.
Not to this breaking news. No. The president's son-in-law, too, pulled out of backing that hostile takeover with money. So he was out anyway.
But, again, how much of a landscape changer this would be if Netflix takes control of this. I mean, if you had Paramount come in with this type of move, same deal. I mean, you're still talking about monopolizing the industry.
Yeah.
But the board is against this, which I find pretty interesting, really.
I think all the people think would be interesting how much they're paying a month. And if there's a monopoly, they may pay more.
It will go
up. Of course, yeah.
What it would go up, we don't know.
Right.
Well, I mean, or do you keep like HBO Max and that whole entity separate? Right? Because that's a whole other revenue stream. That's its own app. They already have a base there. Or do you just roll it all into one app and say, pay us $70 a month?
Yeah. Yeah, that could happen.
People are still going to pay more money, though.
Yeah.
In the long run. All right, we'll take a break. Name that tune coming your way. We've got Josh Groban tickets if you'd like to participate. 800-859-0957. That's next on JR Morning.